And now, more Monday Night Talk with your host, Kevin Tachi.
Welcome back to Monday Night Talk. And coming up in a few minutes will be yet another political forum. Of course, the forums that we have moving forward from here will be for folks who are going to be on the general election ballot come November 4th. So stay tuned for that. But before so, my co-host, Joe Rossi. Joe is more than just the average co-host. Joe is well-versed when it comes to seawalls, things of the coastal nature, very heavily involved when we had all the flack and all the uproar about the flood insurance issue. Joe, what's the latest right now that's going on with the flood maps? I know we don't have a lot of time to talk about it. Can you give folks an update?
Sure, absolutely. So what's going on now is there's been a lot of changes in the last 8 months or so with flood insurance. Over the summer, we were able, the Marshfield Citizens Coastal Coalition, which I'm chair of, worked with the Scituate Coastal Coalition, which Dave Ball heads up, and we were able to hold a joint flood insurance update, which had about 100 people attend, and representatives from the state, federal, and local level, all important players in what's going on with flood insurance. So the update that we got at that meeting and that we'll continue to work on going forward is the appeals that the towns of Marshfield, Scituate, and Duxbury put together to appeal the flood insurance rate maps, or firms as they're more known as. That appeal was submitted by the town from two separate engineering firms that actually challenged the scientific calculations of the map. It's funny because actually as a coalition, we submitted our own appeal based on land surveys from people that actually measured, the land surveyors that measured the tides of the blizzard of 78. That appeal wasn't even recognized by FEMA. Now, that's a violation. Whether it's a yes or a no, they didn't even recognize like they got it.
Wasn't it like 36 years ago?
Correct, but that is regarded as the 1-in-100-year storm.
Like the benchmark.
Exactly, it's the benchmark storm. So it's a very important tidal marks. So they didn't even recognize our appeal, which originally the town and some other officials were going to try to go after them for not even recognizing our appeal.
Right.
But they did end up acknowledging one of the two appeals that the towns put together. So what'll happen now is that that FEMA has notified Scituate Marshfield that to go forward, they will be forming a scientific board, which will have two representatives picked by the town of Marshfield, two representatives picked by the town of Scituate, and one representative picked by FEMA.
Now, are these elected officials? Will these be residents of the community? So what type of people will be picked, or can the town pick? Do you know?
That's a great question. Actually, we're at the last update I got, there was still some interpretation on who exactly was going to be able to be selected. Regardless of how the selection is done, which is really the question, the letter is clear that these representatives are going to be from the scientific community. So this is not going to be your average Joe Schmo or citizen,
right,
nor would you want it
thing.
To be, nor
right.
would you want it to be,
okay.
because these are going to have to be probably the people from the engineering firms that we got our measurements from, so or calculations from. So that's the map side. Legislatively, a lot of people may know that the new HFIAA, which is the Homeowners Flood Insurance Affordability Act.
How do you keep track of all these acronyms?
Oh, we make sure that we break it. Yeah, that's how FEMA's built on acronyms. In fact, the name FEMA is an acronym.
Right.
The legislatively, the things that will affect the individual homeowners, it's taking a little longer than we would hope for. Back in March, we as in local officials, state officials, and federal officials were able to, and citizens groups were able to pass this new legislation. Now, just because federal legislation is passed doesn't mean that it's actually implemented, and that's what people have to understand. The act itself, the HFIAA, has 27 parts to it, sections to it, Of those 27 sections, as of today, only three of them are being implemented by the federal government. Now, the problem with that is that they're not going to just simply not implement the rest. The rest of them are slowly being implemented over time. It's just taking too long, and that's something that we discussed at our update over the summer. The three pieces that people will be able to get right now are the detached structure clause, which allows non-livable structures such as decks and garages to not count if they're not attached to the home. So that's an important piece. Mm-hmm. This now count towards flood insurance. The second piece that's happening now is if you live in an older structure that's known as pre-firm flood insurance rate map, if your structure is older and you lost your lower rate because of the new law that was before this current one, you're able to get some money back. So the refund piece of that law is being implemented. And the third piece of that law that's being implemented is pre-firm rates are being restored. So refunds, pre-firm rates, and the detached structure clause. And actually, it's funny, out of those three, only two of them are federal law is being implemented. The third is an FDIC one, the detached structure clause. So we have issue with that because 27 sections, we're 8 months into this, and only three parts have been implemented. It's a little bit of an issue, but I guess that's kind of what you deal with when you have the federal government involved.
And you're also somebody who chaired the Citizens Coalition, right?
Correct, for Marshfield. And we're expanding now to, we've always had a very strong internet appearance. We've had our website visited by thousands and thousands of people.
Unique hits, right.
And we get, we have an email list that when we send a newsletter out, hits over 2,000 people.
So you're getting the word out.
So we're getting the word out. Now we're actually going to be able to start to offer some gear. So if you like what we've done and you want to help continue to fund
mugs, cups, and shirts, right?
Actually,
is that what's coming?
T-shirts, polos embroidered, sweatshirts, and bumper stickers.
You can go
to our website, which is www.marshfieldcoastalcoalition.org, and there's a link right on the homepage to go to our e-store, which will feed all the payments are not taken by us. It's all through PayPal, so you can be assured that we do not collect any of your information. The other thing we do is we also take donations. So if you just want to continue to see the work we do, you don't want a sweatshirt or a t-shirt, but you'd like to just give us a little money, all the money, we're registered with the federal government as a community organization, so we are a not-for-profit.
Okay. That's definitely very good. And if when do you meet? Do you have or hold regular meetings?
Sure.
And give the website just in case.
Sure. So we have an executive board, which meets once a month. The executive board is currently four members. We're looking to expand. So executive board membership requires an application, but our regular membership, which we consider all citizens of Marshfield members, you can come to any of our meetings that are public meetings.
Where are they held?
And they are held usually at St. Anne's Parish Hall on Thursday nights, typically the third week of the month.
St. Anne's where?
Which is in Marshfield, Mass., right on Ocean Street.
Website?
www.marshfieldcoastalcoalition.org. And we have all of our meeting dates posted on our calendar, which is public on the website as well.
Excellent. See, that Joe is more than just your average co-host. He holds a substantial title and position, and provider of information to the coastal communities here in whether it's Marshfield, Scituate, Duxbury, Plymouth, you name it.
That's right. And just as parting words, for people that don't think their voices can be heard, we're proven that we can make a citizen's voice heard on federal issues. So, you know, if anyone, you know, please see the website and contact us with any questions. We're flood insurance experts, so we have people on our committee nationally recognized for their knowledge in flood insurance, so ask us anything.
Joe, of course, will be returning after we do the forum with the Plymouth County Commissioners, which is coming up in just a few moments, as we're going to be talking a little bit about Silver Lake, the Mumponset Watershed, the city of Brockton, and more, as we expect Representative Tom Coulter to join the conversation at 7:30, at the conclusion of our political forum being moderated by Christine James. You are listening to Monday Night Talk right here on 95.9 WATD. Do not go anywhere.
This is Monday Night Talk with your host, Kevin Tachi, on 95.9 WATD.